A ruling by the Alaska Supreme Court on Friday has strengthened the role municipalities have in setting the tax value of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and similar structures. The ruling overturns a lower court decision that said the Alaska Department of Revenue had the final say. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
For years, Fairbanks, Barrow, and Valdez have been wrangling in court with the owners of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System, or TAPS, over its taxation value. Friday's ruling by the Alaska Supreme Court didn't directly address that issue. Rather, it ruled on who gets final say as to value, the Department of Revenue or the Volunteer State Assessment Review Board, or SARB. City of Valdez attorney Robin Brenna argued before the justices the legislature was clear who had jurisdiction.
I don't think there is any reasonable reading of something saying the board shall hear appeals to mean that the board shall not hear appeals on taxability.
Brenna said the Department of Revenue regulations allow pipeline owners to secretly appeal to the Department of Revenue a taxation question without municipalities like Valdez being any the wiser. The matter is important to Valdez, Fairbanks, and Barrow, who receive millions of dollars from taxing the pipeline. Friday's ruling by the state Supreme Court ruled in Valdez's favor, striking down the Department of Revenue regulation. Brenna says he hopes with this issue behind them, Valdez officials can take up a separate agreement recently struck with pipeline owners setting the tax value of the pipeline at $8 billion through 2020. Barrow and Fairbanks have officially signed on to the deal, but Valdez has yet to. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.